You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Recently, the World Health Organization has declared an outbreak of polio in Papua New Guinea. Previously, the nation had been declared polio-free in 2000. However, Papua New Guinea faced an outbreak in 2018. This was eradicated in the same year. Prime Minister Christopher Luxon said that New Zealand is ready any time to assist Papua New Guinea if needed. However, he says he has not received a formal request for help as of this morning. I spoke to Mark Thomas, an Associate Professor of Infectious Diseases at the University of Auckland, about the World Health Organization's declaration and what needs to be done to mitigate future outbreaks heading forward. To start, what is polio and how does it affect an individual?
Polio is a disease caused by a virus, an enterovirus, so a virus that infects the intestinal tract. It infects only humans, no other animals, and so we only catch it from other people with polio. And the virus goes, when swallowed, goes into the intestines and it multiplies in the intestines and is excreted in the poo. And for most people, they don't even notice that they've been infected. So 3/4 of people, no illness at all. About 1/4 of people have a sore throat and a little bit of a fever and recover after about 2 weeks, but no other effects. About 1 in 100 get meningitis, and they feel unwell with meningitis, but then they recover. And about 1 in 1,000 get the virus then invade into their spinal cord, and it kills off the cells in the spinal cord that are responsible for initiating movement in muscles of the legs or the arms or other parts of the body. And that is called poliomyelitis. Myelitis means inflammation of the cells in the spinal cord. And so of 1,000 people infected with poliovirus, about one is likely to get poliomyelitis that then leads them to have weakness. Usually it's in little children, it's a complete permanent weakness in the muscles of one leg. And the weakness is because there's no signals coming from their spinal cord where the cells have been damaged. And in adults, it's more common for people to have weakness in all four limbs and sometimes difficulties breathing. So it can be a catastrophic illness, but there can be large numbers of cases people infected with exactly the same virus with no symptoms at all. And it occurs in places where people eat or drink food or water that's been contaminated by poo from people who have the virus in their intestines. And that's basically at the moment, Papua New Guinea now, but and also in the past, but mostly at present in Afghanistan and Pakistan.
Papua New Guinea, as you just mentioned, previously faced an outbreak of polio in 2018, which was controlled in the same year. How would you compare what we are currently seeing with this new outbreak?
I would suspect it's something similar, and we're seeing an early phase of it. This outbreak seems to have been detected by scientists in Papua New Guinea routinely testing wastewater, sewage, for the presence of poliovirus, and they found poliovirus in the sewage water in a couple of cities, Port Moresby and in Lae. And then it looks as though they then tried to find some children that they could sample poo from, and they report that they tested 2 young children, presumably poo samples from these children, and found the virus in their poo samples. Those children were perfectly well. But that suggests to me that the virus is widespread in those cities in Papua New Guinea, for them to find it in the wastewater and then for them to test a couple of children and find it in the poo of the children.
Currently, only 47% of those in Papua New Guinea are fully vaccinated against polio. Why are there such low vaccination rates?
Have you ever seen a photograph of the countryside of Papua New Guinea, or even heard about the slums and the cities in Papua New Guinea? I think they're an incredibly poor country with a very poorly developed health system that struggled but did bring under control a large outbreak of poliomyelitis in 2018, as you say, but maybe they've lapsed back into poor vaccination delivery in the years since.
Papua New Guinea's Health Minister Elias Kapavore has pledged a 100% vaccination rate in the nation before the end of the year. Is this goal achievable?
Well, I wouldn't want to call him a liar, but it sounds very, very difficult. I mean, we don't achieve 100% in New Zealand. We're at about 90% across the whole country, and we're at much lower rates in some groups in the community. 100% in Papua New Guinea? No, I think he's a liar.
What would you suggest New Zealand should do to help Papua New Guinea?
Well, I would suspect that they have plenty of healthcare workers there, but they may appreciate further healthcare workers with some expertise in public health. They probably need money to help them pay for poliovirus vaccine and the needles and syringes that are used to deliver the vaccine. They probably need money to help them with testing of samples and providing care to people who are unwell in hospital. So I'd think probably money and possibly some human assistance.
And overall, what is needed to curb another outbreak happening in Papua New Guinea?
Well, I think improving the wealth of the country would be a good start, and then having the resources to reach widespread through the community, and probably providing a very expensive thing, but providing sewage and clean water would be probably a very good start. Because of low rates of vaccination in New Zealand, children in New Zealand, a proportion of them, maybe 10%, something like that, will be susceptible to poliovirus. But fortunately, we live in a country where people don't readily get exposed to viruses that are coming out of other people's bums. And because we've got good sanitation and good water supply. But still, there's a risk of poliovirus spreading in the people in New Zealand who haven't been vaccinated.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.